I'm Pat Malone, and with my wife Betty and I, we are owners and operators of Sunrise Tree Farm in the Kings Valley area. Okay, as a tree farmer, I have over 30 years of setting goals and priorities and having a budget and sticking to it, and I think those kind of skills will help with being a Benton County Commissioner.
How do you feel your experience in general makes you the most qualified for the position?
Okay, and as a tree farmer, I've got over 30 years of setting goals and priorities, having a budget, and staying within it, and I think those qualities will be very useful on the Benton County Commission. I'm the nature of the tree crops. I'm good at long-term planning. The shortest term trees that we have are 10 years and go up to decades on some of the woodland planting. As part of doing the tree farm, I deal with people most every day, whether that's employees or customers, and have been successful doing that. My education background is in history and fine arts. I think I have a broad kind of base of areas of interest and study, and what I've seen of the how the commission, Benton County Commission, works is they get a wide variety of issues that they deal with, and I think my background would help me with that.
What do you feel is the biggest issue that Benton County citizens are facing right now?
Right now I'm concerned that our expenses rise faster than the revenue, and my first priority would be to create a more efficient government by sharing resources and promoting cooperation between departments and between neighboring counties and other jurisdictions where we've got common interests, and be able to do a regional effort. Think of water resources and the Willamette River running through many counties, starting with Lane County there, and it needs regional cooperation to keep the river in good shape.
The jail is currently a big topic, a hot topic right now. What are your solutions to this? Either remodel or build a new? How would you solve the Benton County Jail?
I've toured the facility, and it's basically too small. It was built in the 1970s as a holding processing center, and there was supposed to be a regional facility where inmates were actually taken for long-term incarceration. So from the get-go, it was not designed as for what it's currently being used. Expansion isn't feasible. It's an underground structure right next to the kind of our iconic courthouse, and so can't do anything at the existing location. So I think we need to have people educate the citizens of Benton County that the current structure just doesn't do the job. We've got great employees, but they're laboring under pretty difficult circumstances. So it'll take some work, and there's been some talk of people giving citizens tours of the facility so they can actually see what the situation really is rather than dealing with the vision in their heads of what we've got to work with.
How would you currently describe Benton County's economy currently today, and what would you do differently or the same going forward?
Okay. As far as statistics, Benton County has a relatively low unemployment rate, which is great, but we need to foster a climate of supporting existing small businesses and try to attract new businesses to the area. We've got a great, well-educated workforce, and Benton County is a great place to live and work, and we need to continue that and make progress wherever we can.
Why should people vote Pat Malone for Benton County Commissioner?
Well, I think I have both the experience and good policies to be successful. In addition to that, I have good relationships with elected officials at all levels of government. I've got a good working relationships with all three of our Benton County commissioners. I've got good relationships with state legislators. Val Hoyle, the House Majority Leader, supports my campaign, as does Representative Brian Clem from the Salem area and Representative Ben Unger from Hillsborough. On the national level, I worked with Senators Merkley and Wyden, and also Representative Schrader. We just concluded he was a great help working on passing the farm bill, and Representative DeFazio, I've worked with him for a number of years, and he supports my campaign. And the reason this is important is much of the funding for Benton County comes from state and federal sources, and having those kind of relationships on day one will, I think, be a real advantage.
Thank you very much, Mr. Malone, today. It's been a great talking to you.
Thanks, Desmond.
Right. Have a good morning, sir. Bye.
Bye.